Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes didn't get the bid to the NCAA tournament that they hoped for, but for senior Eric May, he says playing in the NIT is a good reward for the team.
You know, we've worked all season long, and it's a great opportunity. You saw it. There's a great field, so it's going to be a lot of fun. There's some good teams in this, the NIT.
He says Indiana State will not be an easy opponent.
They beat some really good teams. I mean, they beat, I think, Miami. They've really been playing well. I mean, they're a tough team, so we're going to have to bring it. It's going to be a good game.
Junior Roy Devin Marble says he's looking forward to the postseason.
It's definitely a good thing for us, you know, being able to continue playing. That's always an honor and a blessing. Just looking forward to it, really, making sure we stay focused and take care of business.
And Marble says being able to play at home is also important.
You always need that support, especially when you're playing in tournament games and they mean a little bit more, you know, and the excitement. It really helps us out a lot as a team to have the support behind us and to have the building as loud as possible. So like happened last year, that was a wonderful and beautiful thing that happened. Everybody came out and supported. Hopefully they do the same this year.
We'll have that game for you tomorrow night here on KJAN. 5 o'clock is the pregame, and the tip time set for 6 o'clock at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Iowa comes into the game with a mark of 21-12, while Indiana State is 18-14 on the season. Well, the Northern Iowa men were scheduled to host North Dakota tonight, but the CollegeInsider.com tournament game has been postponed to tomorrow because of a blizzard that's delaying UND's trip from Grand Forks to Cedar Falls. The Panthers are playing in a postseason tournament for the 5th straight year, but Coach Ben Jacobson is upset that his team is in the CIT rather than the NIT.
We should have been in the NIT. I don't know that there's any two ways around that part of it. There's a couple teams that got in that didn't do as much as we did throughout the course of the season.
But Jacobson said regardless of the tournament, the Panthers are excited to be playing another game.
Well over half the teams in the country are done. They understand that. Combined with the opportunity to win a championship, you know, and that's whether it's the NCAAs, the NIT, the CIT, you know, we have an opportunity to play for a couple more weeks, and we have the opportunity to win a championship.
Well, the Panthers finished the regular season at 18-14. North Dakota enters the game with a 16-16 record, and that includes a 72-47 loss to UNI back in November. Wednesday's tip-off in the McLeod Center is set for 7 o'clock. In the NBA last night, Indiana beat Cleveland 111-90. It was Philadelphia edging Portland 101-100. Charlotte beat Washington 119-114. It was Brooklyn over Detroit 119-82. Dallas beat Atlanta 127-113. Denver needed overtime to beat Chicago 119-118. Golden State over New Orleans 93-72. Miami beat Boston 105-103. Memphis topping Minnesota 92-77. Phoenix over the LA Lakers 99-76. And New York beat Utah 90-83. In the National Hockey League last night, the New York Rangers needed a shootout to beat Carolina 2-1. Tampa Bay topping Philadelphia 4-2. Dallas edging Calgary 4-3. Chicago beat Colorado 5-2. Minnesota over Vancouver 3-1. Anaheim a 5-3 winner over San Jose. And Los Angeles shut out Phoenix by a 4-0 final. Former Oklahoma quarterback Steve Davis was one of two people killed when a small aircraft smashed into a house in South Bend, Indiana on Sunday. He started every game of Barry Switzer's first three seasons as the head coach at Oklahoma, piling up a 32-1-1 record with two national championships. Davis's school records for consecutive starts and career victories were surpassed only last season by Landry Jones, who started every game the past three seasons, plus most of 2009. Davis was 60 years old. Well, the NFL will not be adding teams to the playoffs this season, but they're still discussing an expanded postseason. Commissioner Roger Goodell says that the league's competition committee has looked into adding teams to the playoffs, and the topic will be discussed at this week's owners' meetings. However, he says any additions won't happen this year. Currently, 12 of the 32 teams make the playoffs, including all 8 division winners. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft says his team's contract offer to Wes Welker was better than what the receiver got in Denver. Kraft also says Welker's agent misrepresented Welker's market value. Welker got a 2-year, $12 million deal with the Broncos. Kraft says Welker could have received $8 million in the first year of a 2-year contract with New England, as opposed to $6 million that he gets in Denver, and there's no guarantee that he plays the second year there. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Tennessee Titans have released veteran quarterback Matt Hasselbeck, which buys the team some more cap space after they couldn't work out an agreement trimming his $5.5 million salary for 2013. The 37-year-old spent the past two seasons with the Titans. He lost his starting job to Jake Locker last season. Hasselbeck has 34,517 yards passing with 201 touchdowns in his 14-year NFL career. Free agent tight end Matt Spaeth is rejoining the Steelers after two seasons in Chicago. Spaeth had 36 receptions for 275 yards in 4 years with Pittsburgh before grabbing just 13 passes for the Bears. The Bengals have signed middle linebacker Ray Maualuga to a new contract. The Bengals have re-signed four of their defensive players who were eligible for free agency. Maualuga and defensive ends Michael Johnson, Robert Gathers, and Wallace Gilberry. The Atlanta City Council has voted 11-4 to approve a financing plan to build a new pro football stadium in downtown Atlanta. The city will use city hotel motel tax revenue to cover the $200 million public contribution for the proposed $1 billion retractable roof stadium for the Falcons. The NFL has agreed to pay $42 million as part of a settlement with a group of retired players who challenged the league over using their names and images without their permission. The league will use the money to fund a trust over the next 8 years that will benefit retired players. A federal judge in Pittsburgh has dismissed a lawsuit from people who bought tickets to the February 2011 Super Bowl in Dallas but were forced to watch it on TV because their seats weren't properly installed for the game. U.S. District Judge David Sircone dismissed the fraud claim, saying the four buyers can't prove that the National Football League and the Dallas Cowboys intended to defraud anyone. The judge says the case is a contract dispute, but the ticket holders can't pursue it in federal court because the combined ticket, travel, and hotel costs don't exceed $75,000. In Major League Baseball news, the San Diego Padres will open up the season without their top player. Third baseman Chase Headley will miss at least the first 2 weeks after breaking the tip of his left thumb while sliding into second base on Sunday. Headley led the National League with 115 RBIs last season and paced Padre regulars with 31 homers and a .286 average. St. Louis pitcher Chris Carpenter realizes his baseball career may be over, saying he wants to return, but he doesn't think that he can. The 37-year-old right-hander made a surprise appearance at spring training camp on Monday and said that he's still dealing with numbing and tingling sensations in his pitching hand, arm, and shoulder. And Daisuke Matsuzaka will not make the Cleveland Indians opening day roster. The 32-year-old was trying to make a comeback after pitching in just 11 games last season with Boston following elbow reconstruction surgery. He may accept an offer to stay in the club's minor league camp. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.